Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist.
We're two Bravo-holics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is Gone with the Wind fabulous.
I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this is Boy Meets Bravo.
Episode 66. Ooh, I don't like that.
What?
66. One more six. It's bad.
Yeah, but we're like a long ways off from episode 666.
I guess. Episode 6.6.
What?
I don't know.
That's weirder.
Okay.
Happy Sunday.
Okay. I don't know.
As you can tell, we're rusty. Damn. I actually had to dust off this board before we got started today.
And I'm three very big mugs of coffee in today.
That is a jug of coffee.
A jug of coffee, yeah.
We drink out of mason jars around here. We're country.
It's been a minute, but glad we're all at the dining room table, ready to pod.
With the tea.
I feel like this is an emergency. It's been a reality reckoning.
Uh-oh.
Reality reckoning.
There you go. Yeah, we gathered back around because Bethany flew to Arizona so that she could talk to Raquel or Rachel Levis. So we got to dive into it. So we'll get to that in a few. But since it's been a minute, I mean, we saw each other last week. But what's up? How's it been?
It's been good. I'm getting reacclimated to these here United States.
Yeah,
and not moving around and living out of a suitcase, which was, I think I'm into. I think I like living with no more than what I can carry on my back. Nice. For a little while.
Yeah.
But it's been good. It's been nice sleeping in my own bed. I forgot how much I love my sheets. I really curated a really positive sleeping experience in my home, and I've forgotten how much
you
I
were reminded.
Yeah, I forgot how I was like sitting there snuggling into my sheets this morning. Yeah. I was like, you know how like there's like they're not true life, but it's like the stuff on TLC, and that you're like in love with an inanimate object.
Yeah,
if there was something that I think I was in love with, it might be my sheets.
Okay. True life.
It gives me warm and fuzzy feelings sometimes when I just like cuddle in my sheets. And I have to imagine that that's the closest thing to like inanimate love that one could get, right?
Well, one could say anytime you get intimate in your bed, it's a threesome then.
Okay. It's a new way to look at it.
You're saying sheets in your ass crack getting a little play too. So maybe you could fall in love with the sheets. God. Hey, I'm trying to make it work.
We must need better sheets. But last week, or I guess earlier this week, we actually went on a little date, all of us. We went to go see the queen herself.
Beyonce.
The Renaissance. The Beyonce.
Yeah. We dragged Desmond to the Beyonce concert.
Do you feel like it was dragged? Would those be your words?
A step below dragged.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't like excited to go, but I was excited to have something to do. Like on the way there, I listened to the album for the first time, Renaissance. It's very good.
There's some bangers on there.
There are some bangers.
She has one where like she samples MC Hammer in the beginning. Oh my gosh. What's that? America's Got a Problem, I think. Fire. Church Girls.
I love
fire.
That one. Yeah.
See?
That's
a good one. But yeah, it wasn't my I knew like five songs.
But it was a good concert.
Very good. Beyonce looks good. I tell you that. Like, you see her in the pictures, but, like, seeing her live, you realize, baby, no disrespect. Like, outside of you, she would be, like, you know.
If she's the level below me for you, thank you. I'll take it.
That's a good-looking woman.
She is a perfect person.
Beautiful. She's flawless. Like, I think that's one thing that struck me is, like, you get a those video screens were massive, so when they would do up-close shots of her, especially at the beginning, when she was doing all those kind of vocal songs, she was flawless. Like, It was unbelievable. I mean, the quality cameras that they were using, I'm sure, and like filters and lensing on those things, no doubt. But like, she is
stunning.
Yeah. Like and breathtaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a Marvel movie. It was a Beyonce Marvel movie.
It was awesome. It was so good.
Like, even the in-between videography that she had, like, linking different sections of the concert together, yeah. That shit was dope.
Yeah.
Top notch. High art sort of feel. Like, it was interesting. It was very interesting. I liked kind of the showmanship and performance of it all.
It was a little late night for us.
Oh, my God. Desmond made fun of us yesterday.
I'm not Beyonce. I love you. This is no disrespect because we're the ones who went on a Monday night. But those last ten songs.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, five for me. Your boy's getting a little tired.
You know. I did look down at the 2.5 hour mark and go, "How long is she gonna go?" And not that I didn't love it.
Impressive.
It was impressive, but she went for nearly 3 hours.
Yeah.
My feet were hurting. My back was hurting.
Every time we had a chance, we're like, "Ooh, everyone's sitting down. Okay, let's sit down." It was awesome. It was nice to get out of the house and for Beyonce, like obviously
the costumes, the outfits—they're probably not costumes. Those are that's a wardrobe.
Yeah, and apparently she doesn't wear the same thing every night.
No,
she changes it up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the people attending the concert.
Oh,
that's too. That was very interesting.
Atlanta showed up and showed out, y'all. Oh my God. The outfits, the body confidence. That is something that should be praised about a Beyonce concert. What she brings out in her fans in terms of like passion and excitement around a theme, around a lifestyle, around a belief system. Like everyone was there dressed as to their fullest Renaissance potential and like did not care. Let their freak flags fly.
I almost bought a light up cowboy hat. I wanted one.
I wish you did.
There's a lot of men in sequence, so I could have got real flamboyant if mm-hmm. I wanted to.
You could have fit right in.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any favorite outfits? Did you see anybody that like really stuck it out for you?
Online, yes. I sent you guys what I saw. Men were having like mesh tanks, like in biker shorts. It was.
You sound like someone from the 1940s. Like, they were wearing mesh tops and biker shorts. Hey, all right, boomer.
I don't remember. I was too excited when I got there. And then once we watched, I feel like I was clutching my heart half the time.
We do have to talk about the lines, though.
The lines?
Ridiculous. Like, getting in and out of Mercedes-Benz, it was crazy.
I've never experienced anything like that. Like, I've been to a couple soccer games and a couple football games down there, and never has it been so crowded. Not inside, not outside. I think we just resigned to the fact that we were going to sit still for a while.
Yeah, it was great.
I had to pee halfway through the show. I held it.
Yeah, I didn't. I was not going to miss a minute of it.
I had a beer, margarita. I was a little lit.
Yeah. I don't think he had a margarita.
What was it?
It was just tequila and soda. Yeah. It was a double tequila like, and
whatever,
soda.
Whatever it was.
You see, I don't drink.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, so some Bravo things. Did either of you, not Desmond, LP, did you listen to Nene's interview with Carlos King?
No, I did not. I know, but you told me about it.
Yeah, two parts. It was a big deal because it was the first time that she has come out and talked about her beef with Bravo since she has been suing Bravo. And
stars in their Bravo distaste. I know. We'll jump into this later.
I know. So, I mean, long story short, she's annoyed by all of it. She never said she wouldn't come back, though. She does think that she should be more famous than Kim Kardashian was something that she said. She said that they were not really getting paid the first like 3 seasons of the show. And then finally they got some lawyers and then they started getting like big money. She said that essentially Sheree is kind of like meh as an OG on the show.
I don't disagree.
I don't disagree either. Yeah, it was good. I would recommend if you haven't watched it.
That's a perfect time for who gon' check me, boo.
Who gon' check me, boo?
We have a soundboard. We're still working out the timing of things, you know. But it sounds like a whole bunch of hate to me. Like, we'll get into it. on Nene's part. We'll get into it more with Bethany and old girl. But it's getting wild. People biting the hand that fed their entire family.
So. I think that Nene's trying to say that she is, like, the reason why, like, behind the success of Housewives.
Do you expect
that? For a reason.
You'll never get paid your value. It's what you negotiate. And it sounds to me like she didn't get smart until, what, you said the third season?
Yeah, well, they didn't know.
Now yeah, no one really knew until, like, I think second or third season of New York that this Housewives thing was going to take off. And that was not too long later, I think, that Atlanta premiered after New York in terms of franchises. But they didn't know, nor did they, like, these people aren't in the they don't come of the entertainment industry. So they don't come with entertainment lawyers that understand, like, what to negotiate for in terms of deals. They don't have agents, right? And I think, again, we'll jump into this a little bit later, but I think that that's what one of the things they're trying to represent, or Bethany's trying to reckon, is the fact that it's an underrepresented group of talent, and, like, it's clear that their lives are truly being exploited for, like, someone else's dollar.
I think Nene would agree with that, yeah, based on her interview with Carlos King.
And she's not wrong about the reason by it being so successful. Lanithia Leakes was one of the, like, founding housewives in a way where she really brought kind of that producer mentality to the housewives, where she was bringing on her friends. She was drawing out storylines. She showed up and, as we've said before, knew the assignment and, like, gave her one-liners, gave her, like, isms, and made it a profitable franchise for them. One of the most watched franchises of all times.
Y'all are going to make me sound like an asshole this episode. But, you know, we can keep it moving. I'll say my thoughts when we get down to the reality reckoning.
Well, the only other, like, it's really all Roa news, is Sonya Richards-Ross announced her pregnancy this last week on Roa.
Round of applause. Oh, congrats. Yeah. Okay.
That was, like, a whole, one of her whole storylines the previous season was they were talking about having another baby. She wasn't sure, but here they are, pregnant. And then word
did
on
you
the,
see the. Did you watch the announcement to her family?
I did, yeah.
And they were, like, backwards.
Yes.
They botched the announcement.
And her poor mother was like, I still don't understand. I don't understand what's happening. And they had to do it again. Yeah, it was cute. And then word on the street is that Portia is coming back to Roa.
She couldn't stay away.
I guess not. Mrs.
Talk
about Gulbadia.
One in the hand that fed her. What?
Mrs. Gulbadia.
Yeah. You said it. You said it right there.
I wonder if Simon will be back.
Who's Simon?
Simon, her husband.
Oh, old man.
Old man.
Mm-hmm. Old bald man.
Well, congrats to her.
Maybe. Yeah. If she comes back.
Just like Stassi crawling all the way back from New York.
Yes. I think that, I mean, because Portia, I can't remember. Is she going on her second Rugit trip? Did she go on two? Or is she on that most recent one that hasn't aired yet with Caroline Manzo and Brandy?
Oh, I don't know.
Either way, I think that Bravo's kept her around, so to make it easier for her to pop back in.
Bring her back. I'm on the bring Phaedra back, bring Portia back. Let's
Phaedra.
Stir some shit up in the ATL because it is getting stale.
Phaedra's coming to Married to Medicine.
Oh.
Will that bring you over to Married to Medicine?
It might. Watching Phaedra try and figure out how long some of these women have been pregnant will be,
oh my God,
probably worth the watch.
Oh, so
when
good.
I was 6 months pregnant and ready to give birth.
Yeah. Perfectly healthy.
All of its body parts are formed.
What a mess.
Everybody knows.
Okay.
Too much fun. Too much fun.
So, you know,
Bree hates that we have added this feature.
Just work with this coach.
We're excited. We'll slow the roll on future episodes. We're just trying them out, see where they fit.
It's fine. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
It's just
okay.
Well, I've been good since we've been off. Uh-huh. A lot of grass cutting.
Yeah.
Getting in shape.
He waits till the sun is at its highest point, and then he cuts the grass.
It's Georgia. The sun's going to be high until, like, six, you know? So, just been doing that, playing a lot of Hogwarts. I bought that on Xbox for Bri and I.
Do you have shoes that you mow the lawn in? Do you have, like, dad shoes? You know how, like, dads have lawn mowing shoes? What have become yours?
I do mow in crew socks and my Crocs.
Wow, that is about as dad as it gets.
Yeah, so all my white socks now have grass stains, but, you know, life of being a dad. But, yeah.
Come on in the territory, literally.
Back to Hogwarts.
Okay, look at that.
I'm a Slytherin, obviously.
Yes.
I finally bought my broom. I'm like a level 15, so I'm just flying around Hogwarts and Hogsmeade, hollering at my niggas. Like, this game is so cool. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but for Harry Potter. It's like an open world game. You can do whatever you want. Like, you can't
stabbing prostitutes in the Hogsmeade alleys.
but I'd be hit them with a Levioso. You know, a little Repelio, a little Incendio.
I'm just happy that we're speaking the same language now.
Yeah.
My baby, the Slytherin.
I'm nice.
Wow.
If you could guess, what sort of personality do you think your child has in terms of her Harry Potter house?
Slytherin.
Why you think so?
Because she is my offspring.
Oh.
And the dark arts always rise from within.
Yes. What do you think? You want to be Gryffindor?
I don't care what she is as long as she's not a Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuffs are...
I don't know. They're just kind of like... Who's like a fun Hufflepuff?
You make a great point.
You know? So... If she could be not, that'd be great. But we'll see soon enough.
Yeah. I'm a Hogwarts guy now, so that's been about it. Cutting grass, working, same old, avoiding Bravo. I did see a guy on Below Deck try to sexually assault a woman. Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Explain. Who is this guy?
I think I was you brought that to me. I hadn't gotten to that episode yet, and you were like, "Have you seen this yet?" On Below Deck Down Under, the bosun hopped into bed, like took his clothes off and hopped into bed with an unconscious Stew. And thank God production was there, because they opened the door and they were like, "No, get out, come out." And he was like, no, like he was wasted, but they were like, "No." And they literally like dragged him out of there. And then Captain Jason, being a hero, when Aisha went to tell him what happened, he went down, woke that drunk ass man up, sent him to a hotel. When he sobered up and came back the next morning, he packed his bags and was like, "You're fired."
Reality reckoning.
Yes. When it goes right. Yeah. Yeah, that was wild. Thank God production was there.
Yeah, that was blowing up on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. Yeah, you told us about that. I don't remember if we talked about this on the last episode, if we talked about trying to get BravoCon tickets and failing.
Oh, my gosh. We got beat by the bots.
We got beat by the bots. I'm on a wait list, but I don't know if we're going to go.
That's very... I feel like a Taylor Swift fan, you know? Like, we tried to get in, but the bots tore it away from us.
I mean, they went on sale at 12 o'clock. Before it even... The clock turned to 12:01, they were all gone. Like, I don't understand. That's not fair.
Yeah, either way, you know, we already booked the room. The time's off. We can just go and gamble, you know? Just saying.
Okay.
And maybe there's other Bravo events.
Oh, we could get like the add-ons.
I think you have to have a ticket.
We could just go to parties.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hobnob.
Sure.
Maybe it's a sign. There. Maybe it's a sign that we hit it when it was hot. We were like at Woodstock, you know? And anything since then will just be corporate bullshit.
Have you seen the Woodstock 99 doc on HBO?
I mean, yeah, 10 years ago when it came out.
Oh, I'm not old. Yeah. I just started watching TV, you know.
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to shut you down.
No, you're good. But damn. Like, if they like black folks, I would have loved to have been out there.
Mm-mm, that was crazy.
Damn, there's like no period in time where we can just go and do our thing.
That's true.
Fuck.
I know. You love this country,
and too. What's the point of black folks time traveling? For what?
That's true. Maybe future time travel. Yeah, you can
go towards the future, hopefully.
What? see what new type of abuse they got for us in the future. Let's see how we shit on the brown folks in the future.
It's got to be better. It's got to be.
Damn.
Okay. Let's chill.
Got dark real
I know,
quick.
It got dark. My Let's skirt. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back for tea time and talk about the...
reality reckoning.
Tea time. What are we sipping on?
Bethany's revenge tea.
Revenge
tea. Oh, the reality reckoner.
Yes. She's trying to make fetch happen. Okay. Bethany Frankel flew to Arizona to interview Raquel, who is now officially going by Rachel, because I guess she's figured out who she is now.
That's hate. Don't do that.
Why? What are we here for?
That's hate. Okay, go ahead. Go on.
Well, I'll start with you, though. I made you listen to the episodes. What did you, like, general thoughts on the interview as a whole? What'd you think?
Stupid. You know me. She's doing what she has to, you know.
Who?
Rachel. She has to fight back somehow. But I say it's stupid because, well, first, we didn't even talk about, like, the pending lawsuit that Bravo might have against him.
Bethany's when she's trying to start her reality union.
Yes. I think that has a lot to do with it. But that's what reality TV is for, is to exploit those. it's exploitation at its finest, obviously. They're just following you around with the camera, getting as deep and personal as they can for views.
So should they get paid for that exploitation, like residuals though?
And like I said, it's not your value, it's what you negotiate. So if that's not in your contract, then unfortunately you have to abide by it. But this episode in general, I thought it was funny that she's going by Rachel now. Mm-hmm. It's like a F you to y'all who wouldn't call her Raquel in the first
exactly,
place.
Yep.
Oh, so y'all, what are you guys gonna call her Raquel now?
I have Raquel all in my notes.
Look at you being petty, and you didn't even probably mean to be.
I know.
I'm going to call her Rachel. I'll call, as someone who doesn't go by their birth name, I'll call you whatever you want to be called.
Fair enough.
But she went to a facility?
Yeah, she went and got, like, it was like it was like mental health treatment. So, like, therapy, like, therapy for an emotional addiction. She said that she was addicted to love.
And abusive relationships, apparently.
Okay, so I quote, she said, "I went to a treatment facility to understand my behaviors, and my goal was to get down to the bottom of why I'm choosing men who are unavailable, so I keep finding myself in unhappy relationships." Are you fucking kidding me? We're supposed to feel bad for you. What kind of therapy is this?
Someone coached her on that answer. Those are not her words. Raquel, Rachel, does not formulate words in ways that typically make sense. So I don't know who put those words in her mouth, but that's not.
What lawyer? Who's
PR, like, people.
So is she on the show again?
No. Apparently she, like, started to be, but she asked for the same salary as, like, Sandoval and Ariana and everybody.
Rightfully so.
And I think so, too, honestly. I think, like, if you're going to go back after the beating that you took at that reunion and going into a situation knowing you're going to get that same type of energy, you should get paid for, like, your discomfort at work. But apparently Bravo said no, and so now she's out.
They're right to do so. The reason I asked that is because that phrase that I just read, like LP said, it was very coached. And to me, those are, like, trigger words to maybe insinuate that she might be on board with this class action lawsuit they could be facing. All this is just my thoughts, but those words right there and her checking into a quote-unquote facility to be a better person and to not sleep with people's men,
yeah,
How do you fix that?
She said that she asked, or her team or whoever asked Bravo to pay for the treatment, and Bravo said no.
Yeah. Like, obviously, I don't know their contracts and how this works, but you're supposed to have insurance, right?
Yeah, but I think because, I don't know, it kind of makes me think of, like, workers' comp. Like, she got, like, hurt at work, and so she wanted Bravo to pay for the treatment. But even Bethany said, she was like, yeah, they wouldn't pay for that, because then that's, like, admitting fault.
Admitting fault to the fact that, like, they're... work practices are abusive to the point of needing mental health.
Right.
So, like, and I think, I mean, personally, this felt, I listened to all three episodes. I think God found a truncated version that did not have all the goddamn commercials on it. So, like, they cut out 12 plus minutes per episode of just unnecessary commercials.
There's a lot of commercials.
So, fuck, I forgot.
You found a truncated version without the commercials. You listen to all the episodes.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. and like it felt like more than anything, Bethany was using this as a way to gather evidence, I guess, for this this lawsuit / reckoning that she's trying to lead. It was very much, and I have to wonder kind of what Andy Cohen's personal/professional feelings would be on the back end of this, because she goes out of her way in a couple stances to like make comparisons to Andy Cohen, like when they're talking about Graham and the dog biting her and wanting to then have to give the dog away, but painting James as like neglectful and kind of maybe even abusive in some sort of ways, as not being a good owner, and that's why she chose to give the dog away. And Bethany brings in, well, like Andy Cohen also giving his dog away because of aggressive reactions and tendencies of the animal. And there were just like a few instances of that where she tried to draw a direct correlation to the Bravo executives, NBCU executives, and Andy Cohen himself to like almost like use this as a deposition of sorts. Like, we, you know, I don't know, maybe some of this wouldn't come to light unless Bethany brings it out in a public forum like her podcast. So
did you see, I'm reading an article from the Vulture, who were, they did an article about this, and Bethany has an issue with the term housewives.
Does
Did
she?
You see that?
No. What is she saying?
A term setting back women 100 years.
Okay, so we have to retitle the whole series or the whole franchise because of that. They did The Real Housewives because when they started it, that show Desperate Housewives was on.
Yeah.
And it was just like a reality version of that. So like, that feels like a stretch.
Yeah, it's a reach. The whole thing is a reach to me. My thing is, these women join the show for a reason. Whether that reason be they want to make their brand bigger, or some might want to get paid from the show, but they all have a reason for being there. The same way we all take jobs to pay our bills. We know what's in the handbook. They should know what's in their contract. So as long as they don't cross anything that's in that contract, the same way I make sure my company doesn't do anything that's not in the handbook, or say if I were to experience some racial shit, obviously I'd have a right to take action. But if there's none of that, you know what you sign up for.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because I bet, I mean, I'm sure a lot of these reality stars, especially now, even if the ones who are on newer shows, because reality TV has been around for so long, I bet they've got lawyers who look at that stuff for them. But even like, I'm realizing like this year there's some stuff happening at my job that makes me look at my contract closer, and there's things that I didn't realize that I was signing up and like agreeing to, like that's kind of like invasive of my privacy, that you just sign away because they're like, here's your contract. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, I work here, you know? So do you think that it's fair for them to, even if Bethany's the one leading it, for them to try and like upend everything and try and renegotiate the way that reality stars are paid?
I mean, I think that's within their right. It's interesting they're doing this, obviously, kind of off the backs, and I think launching this off the backs of, like, the writer and the SAG strike and trying to equate it to needing representation as a realistically a talent source. And that's what they, you know, I think so she's trying to draw comparisons to the SAG-AFTRA contracts and the aspect of union representation. And I don't know that she's wrong for trying to instigate that, to be honest. It's a bit of an unregulated, I think, form of entertainment. I mean, there's a lot of unregulated forms of entertainment, so, like, this is just one. But they are kind of, their lives are whored out to a degree yeah. for entertainment. And there aren't many protections for that. I mean, once they sign up, they are forced to shoot on camera and talk about things and coerced to do things that they otherwise might not want to be talking about or doing. And we're all, I think, allowed to have some modicum of privacy if that's what we so choose, even if our life is on a reality show. But they're abused for it. And, like, I don't know that it's wrong to, you know, I think that there was one interesting point that Bethany made, and it was when she goes through and lists off in a very stone cold way all the things that were said to Raquel at the reunion, like the vile, truly vile things that were said to her by Ariana, by Lala, by Katie, and James Kennedy, among others, but, like, and even some of the things that Lisa Vanderpump had said. And there is no HR department for her to report any of this to, right? Like, the expectation is not only that she sits and takes it, but then when she has hit her limit and gets up and walks off the stage, she's coerced back on by Andy Cohen to say, oh, please don't leave, sit back down, we need to keep talking about this. Like, and then she lands, because of this abuse, she lands herself in humiliation, ultimately. She lands herself, whether it's for PR purposes or not, in a, you know, mental health facility, and she's left to deal with it by herself. Like, there is, like, I'm not saying that they should be responsible for that necessarily, but, like, it is completely unregulated, so I can understand, even though Bethany seems to be doing it for somewhat of a self-involved reason, or it just feels like that for some reason, it's not wrong, right? Like, the notion isn't wrong to try and find some protections for these people, because though they sign up for it, like, it's completely Wild West in terms of what happens to their actual lives.
I get what you're saying, and I want to support those people. Hey, if you feel like you're being taken advantage of, I obviously fight for what you think is right. But on the business side of things, they are like the New England Patriots. They just have a system that works. And I think their leverage is missing in that. Everybody on Instagram, Twitter, everybody wants to be a star. You put them in any one of their positions and they can make it happen. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like they think they have more leverage than what they do, because anybody would take a shot at being a housewife or being on Below Deck. So they can just replace these housewives in Bravo Lebs SAC Fit. You know, so we'll see.
Well, Kyle Cook, your guy from Summer House, blonde guy.
Oh, married to Amanda.
Yeah.
Outshot his coverage.
Yes. he commented on an Instagram post, and he says, the irony of it all, Bethany cashing in ads as she, quote unquote, exposes Bravo's exploits and gives Rachel a voice. She literally has more ad spots than any other podcast I've ever listened to, and Rachel won't see a dime.
Nasty world, you know. But I was doing my history. I was doing my Googles on Bethany.
That's more than Bethany's done on the interview with Raquel, where she completely admits that she's never watches the show.
That was crazy, too. But she really wasn't popping until The Housewives. I saw that she was on The Apprentice with Martha Stewart. She tried to do a daytime show that got canceled.
That was after Housewives.
Yeah, and she came back, right? Which is funny. You leave the show and you come back. Then your brand takes off, and now you're saying it's a horrible place for you. I just find it, you're biting the hand that fed you and built you your empire. And that's how I feel about a lot of these ladies. Like, obviously, they might come from a family with money. Say, was Tiffany the housewife married to the guy from The Lion King?
Oh, no, that's Crystal.
Close enough. But you get what I'm saying? Some of them might come to the show just for shits and giggles, and they don't really need it. But they all come for a reason. That's my thing.
And I guess thinking about it, like, I'm trying to think of a housewife who's come on the show and hasn't launched something.
Well, that's how they make their money, right? Right. Like, even Bethany toots her own horn on this, the Bethany Clause that got instituted, where if you make a business off the back of your presence on The Housewives or any of these shows, Bravo takes a cut. They basically get a commission. And so that was one thing.
It's called the Bethany Clause.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
She went off, launched a whole bunch of businesses off the back of it.
Took off.
And then they didn't see a dime of that. So they instituted a clause in their contracts that would enforce that.
Bethany's, she's full of shit. Your whole empire is built because of Andy. And now you're suing him?
Yeah, it's not wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's funny because, well, first of all, it felt like Raquel was just parroting whatever Bethany was asking her or saying on the show. Like, Bethany would say, yeah, everybody's making all this money and you're broke. And like a minute later, Raquel would say, and Bravo's running to the bank and I'm broke. And then Bethany would say, like, I don't know, something about like if you needed a mental health advocate on the set. And then Raquel would be like, yeah, and I wanted a mental health advocate on the set. Like, okay, girl, that's not surprising because we know that
original thoughts don't form
hard.
In her head.
That's hard for her. Naturally. Yeah. But I found that even though she says that she's broke, that's on you because apparently Raquel made like $350K last season on Pump Rules. She made like $20,000 an episode. So why are you broke? That's not our fault. And it's not anybody else's fault that brands don't want to partner with you and they want to partner with like Ariana.
There's brands that would partner with her. Like, I hate to say it. It may be, Ashley Madison, I bet they would have paid her a bag.
It's true.
Like, you just have to
find... You got to find brands that align with your personal, brand, yeah. And it all works out.
Like I said on previous episodes, which we are starting to see come true, everyone plays a position, but it's not forever. Sandoval and this Rachel girl, they're the heel now. But you can start to see some support come for her, and you're starting to see the tide turn against old girl who got cheated on. I knew it would happen.
You think it's turning?
Yeah, yeah. I'm seeing people on Twitter get tired of seeing her everywhere.
It's been since March, like an onslaught since March. And I did a quick Instagram scroll when I was looking at like Raquel's, as I was Googling Raquel's salary. And since March on Instagram, Ariana has partnered with or has been connected to Dancing with the Stars because she's about to be on that. Love Island, she made her appearance, which Desmond loves because I've just gotten into Love Island. Do you watch Love Island?
I have seen some episodes.
It's my daily, like, middle of the night pump show.
Is she, like, a host on it? Or is she on it?
No, she came on as, like, a guest to, like, run a game that they were playing.
Okay.
So Love Island, she has partnered with Uber One, Glad Trash Products, Tidy Cats Litter, T-Mobile, Lay's, Duracell. She was on the cover of Glamour magazine. She partnered with Raising Cane's, that fast food restaurant, Bic Razors, Joy Burst Cocktails. And now she's about to publish another cocktail book. Remember Sandoval like creeped his way into her first one?
Yeah.
Now she's got a it's called Single AF, and it's going to tell the story of Sandoval through cocktail recipes.
She is milking this.
I know.
She might as well.
And Raquel, she's stupid for Rachel. I'm sorry. It's like, there's
we don't
many,
know what she wants to be called, to be fair.
There's so many lanes that she could be taken. I think she's just so caught up in wanting to be the goody two shoes of it and not seeing the marketing plan that everyone has except for her. Like, she's a idiot. Oh, excuse me, that was mean. She's a slow one left out of this whole thing. Everyone else is eating off of this. And I'm still not sold that it wasn't already calculated between Sandoval and his ex-girl. They're still living together, but that's for another day.
That's weird. But it still feels to me that she's getting the brunt of people's reactions.
Stole the words. Like, this man filmed her without her consent or knowledge, and she finds this out as a part of this massive eruption in the scandal, like, how is this man not facing some level of charges? Not that I don't think, I don't know, I guess it's not even illegal to, like, is it?
No, it is. Somebody, I saw something online where it, like, no, it's illegal to do that. But I am, like, almost proud that that video has not leaked, like, because...
Oh, because whoever was responsible would be sued.
Well, yeah, yes, sure, but, like, if even if they, like, tried to anonymously do it, like, I'm really glad that that hasn't been leaked anywhere, because, like, all of this is really shitty, and she's really shitty, and he's really shitty, but, like, nobody would deserve that.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who did it without realizing it had been recorded.
Yeah.
Ugh. Another thing that was confirmed, which I already knew was true, she talked about Sheena punching her in that eye socket.
Yeah.
Pow, pow.
We saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, did we?
And, well, Sheena, her whole argument was like, my nails are so long, I can't even form a fist. How could I punch her, right? But, like, it's not beyond comprehension that Sheena would, like, physically react, whether she, like, I feel like maybe she, like, smushed her face and it, like, smushed her into the wall or something.
I could see Sheena cocking a fist.
Yeah.
Like,
finding a way.
Yeah, I think, like, probably, did she hit her very hard? No. But, like, because Sheena's, like, a waif of a human. But, like,
yeah,
I could see Sheena cocking a fist and, like, shoving her and simultaneously punching her in the face.
Y'all don't think Cardi B can throw a punch?
Cardi B can do anything.
Like, come on. She'd be rocking long nails,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, oh, I see. You find a way. I guess you could kind of, like, without putting your whole... fingers and nails into your fist, you kind of like make a do you know any sign language?
Like a flat,
like an A in sign language.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I can see this happening.
Yeah, I just wish you would own up to it. Like, just take your charges like a man. If they probably won't even charge you for that simple assault shit. Like, shit happens. Just own up. Say, yeah, I'll punch her in the fucking face. I'll do it again. You know what I mean?
The punch, and how, again, Tom Sandoval didn't get some sort of order against him with that video, right? Like, they all got cease and desist that they weren't allowed to talk about it or mention it in a certain light, which now brings to light why they talked about it in kind of the sketchy ways that they did, and used the language that they did. But, like, how did Tom not get something brought against him for, again, like...
I know, he just gets to keep going on his tour with his little band and... you know, running his bar and filming, and he's getting paid still. So, like, yeah, she seems like the only one who's really lost anything. But like you said, she could, or her team could, find a way to make this work for her around what she'd like to say, this narrative that's been created, that she created. Do you think that Raquel is really done? She said that she is done with reality TV. Do you think she is, and or would you be if you were her? I'm too fragile. I would be done.
I like to think that I would try and retake my name in some sort of way. You know, I don't know that I would come back and be on the cast. I think I'd have some real constraints about and things written into my contract all of a sudden that respected my, like, image and, like, ability to dictate how I am presented on the show. Like, obviously, you're not going to get editing rights, I don't think. But, like, you're not going to come on and just continue to be painted in whatever version of this that the producers want. I don't know. I think there'd just be some protections I'd build in.
Mm-hmm. No, she has to come back. Like, she hasn't made it to a point where she has something big enough to rely on. You see what Bethany did. We spoke about it. Didn't have shit going on. Came back. Made it pop. Now she's going for good. Like...
So she wants to be behind the mic now.
Doing what?
She wants to host a podcast.
I mean, Legally Blonde worked. You know, there's a group of women who love that movie. You know, so, you know, I'm sure there's a fan base for her style of pods.
Yeah. She said that she's going to bring on...
What do you think she's going to talk about?
She said that she's going to bring on, like, experts to talk about, like, a mental health stuff. I don't know.
I hope she's got a really strong producing team.
Yeah. She said that, and I think out loud I went, oh, like, because you're right. Like, what are we going to listen to? I'm not listening to anything, but I don't know.
I'd listen to episode actually, one.
I was just about to say, let me run that back. I think maybe I would for pod purposes. Yeah, right? Definitely the first one.
For the content. Yeah. For the content.
Jeez. Yeah. That's going to be all over the place. That's going to be a hot mess.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be her guests? Like, who do you think are Rachel's dream guests on her podcast?
Oh, my God.
Her mom.
I don't know.
Graham's new owners.
Nope.
Oh, wait, that's James Kennedy.
Oh, really quick. So she explained the Graham situation, that she was in treatment and Graham had a history of biting, and he was staying with her mom and bit her, like, to the bone, right? And so they gave him to some place or whatever, and that place got in touch with Vanderpump Dogs, because I guess that's where she got her from, got him from. And then so Lisa gave it to James. But when she was explaining Graham's, like, biting thing, she was saying, well, it's partially James's fault because he would play so rough with him and, like, make him bite his hand because he liked that sensation.
James has always been a troubled soul. There's no doubt to me that he likes some he's into some sadomasochist thing. Like, he definitely gets whipped.
Because they were talking about Kristen and Jax getting a spinoff, and Kristen talking about some and alluding to some, like, abusive stuff with James. And so Raquel was like, yeah. And also, he likes to be bitten by the dog.
All right.
But are you surprised? Like, does this surprise you?
But also, is she? Well,
he's like the kid that played with ants and magnifying glass.
Oh my God. It doesn't surprise me, but I also wonder, because she also said in that same interview that Sandoval got producing rights, which I think is just Sandoval lying to her.
But, yeah. She said Sandoval said.
Yeah.
So she did clarify that language, that she said Sandoval said that going into season 11, he was going to get producing rights.
Which Bravo immediately said, no, he's not.
Yeah. Which maybe he took it into his own hands, and that gets back to the conspiracy theory.
I don't understand why she's not capitalizing off of this.
I don't think that she has people around her to help her do that.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Come to, let me use slide Tim DMs.
Let's not. I don't know. We got to pay for the baby's college somehow.
Yeah. Man, let's eat off of her the same way Bethany did. Shit.
Oh my God, yeah. So that's very interesting. And then, a few days after that third part of the interview came out, Bethany posted everywhere that her podcast was the number one podcast of all podcasts.
Do you think Rachel will get any of that money?
I don't see why she would. And if she does, Bethany needs to clarify and, like, say that she did. But I don't think she will. No, why would she?
Well, it's been reported that she hasn't, and I'm Bethany's sure not come out to necessarily refute
no,
that.
No, of course not.
That's her fault for going, I don't see.
Bethany is like, ha ha, twice, learn your lessons, children. How many times do I have to try and school you in the business of reality TV?
That's the negotiation part again. Like, obviously somebody would have paid you a lot of money to have a sit down, another interview, given your quote unquote truth and why you're leaving the show. And, yeah. But you went to Bethany for free.
Because she said Bethany's a force.
Girl, you could have hopped on YouTube Live and just, you know. That's true. Got paid there. But, yeah.
Because, like, and maybe this did happen and there's confidentiality around it. Rachel did get paid and there's confidentiality around it, so that neither of them look like monsters necessarily, you know. But would you, or are you just taking your bag? Would it bother you more if she did make money off of it than if she was playing dumb and didn't?
No, she should get paid.
Yeah,
for
it. Okay. It bothered me more. Yeah. Okay. If you want to continue playing the stupid girl, that's fine.
Yeah. But get paid for it.
Yeah.
At this point, especially, damn. Gosh, she's dumb. I'm sorry, that was mean.
That was so mean. But think about it. She could be on the cover of Ashley Madison. Ashley Madison, man.
Is that the...
Look who I am.
Y'all is that a theme song?
Why do you know that?
Or I'm a cougar, she's a cougar, we're all cougars. Yeah. Don't you want to be a cougar too?
Be a cougar.
What? Wow. Is this a thing?
That's a real place, yeah.
A cougar?
Yeah, to date cougars. That's a website.
cougar. Oh my
just catch God.
I know what I'll be looking up as soon as we go offline.
So, yeah, I wonder, I guess, kind of to wrap things up, I wonder if she's going to do any other interviews. I don't think you can go anywhere after Bethany and it be the same.
I mean, this was her first
non-Bravo
sponsored interview. She hasn't had anything that wasn't in relation to the show or with Andy Cohen.
Yep.
So she really, like, took a big step, and I don't know. I don't think she, I mean, do you think she'll be making her press rounds after this, or is that kind of a one-hit wonder and she sees what happens now?
She'll be back. We just don't know where. Maybe Zeus, maybe E.
Zeus.
Is E still a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there. I don't know, but she'll be back.
A lot of Bravo Labs are popping up on those random, like, reality competition shows, like Stars on Mars and...
Jax is on one.
Yeah, like something about villains.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll pop up on that. She needs to do something, poor girl. Find a way to get paid. Stop doing stuff for free.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts, y'all?
Are we finally done talking about Scandoval, do you think?
That's a great question.
Is this it? Are we done? Are we putting a pin in this one? Unless something epically large comes out and that is more earth-shattering than the first time, I think, do we put a pin in it?
I don't know.
Have we said all we can say about these people?
It's like Thanksgiving. It comes around every year. Like, I don't think this is ever going away. Like, we still, or y'all still talk about Teresa and her crimes. Like, Jen's not going away, unfortunately, my girl. It's just one of those things that's like,
well, no, Jen just like come in waves. It's the thing. Jen went away for 7 years.
She's currently.
Why she said that?
I just wanted to make sure. Aww. We use the appropriate language and terminology.
Yeah, this is around for good.
What we've gone there, so I'm going to take one hard left pivot before we jet. How y'all feel about Mary Crosby coming back?
Bring her. Bring her crazy ass back to Salt Lake.
I am psyched.
Makes for good TV.
It does. She is a wild lady.
She's a wild card, as we like to put it.
My God.
I'm on board.
Ugh, yeah. I like ugh and yay all in the same breath. Yeah, like,
I'm
bring it.
For it.
It's been real, y'all. Thanks for listening. Find us online. We are at Boy Meets Bravo on Instagram and Twitter. We'll see you next time.